necessary. Any leadership that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you.
I have a dream. Satisfied as long as the Negro is the fifth victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality.
Who taught you, please? Who taught you to hate the texture of your hair? Who taught you to hate the color of your skin?
Only our unity can provide us with anything like adequate protection.
Because you can't hate the roots of a tree and not hate the tree. You can't hate your origin and not end up hating yourself. You can't hate Africa and not hate yourself.
Just bury me in the ocean with my ancestors that jumped from the ships, because they knew death was better than bondage.
Hello, welcome to Young King Truth Tell. This is Kanye Tetsubo. Today, I'll be talking about Doja Cat. Doja Cat is a prime example of what I mean by mixed people or biracial people having two minds, and why I don't believe in the whole one drop rule. It's that silly one drop rule that many black people believe in that caused such a division, because when you accept these biracial people into our ranks, you're pretty much just giving into the whole idea of what white people said about mulattoes, octoroons, and quadroons. And for many people who don't know what those mean, it just means one is the Milano, aka the mix, the biracial. Quadroon, you're 1/4 black. And then you have octoroon, who is definitely not going to be black. That's your third generation after the blackness has been bred out of them. And we should not accept these people into our ranks, no matter if they look black or not. Yes, white people will treat them as they are black, but they have double minds. And it is these double minds that you see who they truly are deep down inside. Doja Cat, the one people will not cancel, because if you're really going to cancel someone, you don't talk about them. You don't say you're going to cancel them. You don't bring attention to them. You just ignore them. Because from what I've been seeing in the last few days, she's given this fake PR apology. Like, oh my God, I don't associate with racism or attend these tiny chat parties to be a part of their racist talks. And yet, you're still there. You admit that you know what they were doing. You know that they're being racist. You had so-called power as a moderator to stop them, but you did it. And then you act like you're the victim in this whole thing, as if you haven't said that you didn't like being black, that you didn't like your natural hair. You're now claiming to be black. Like, oh my God, I'm a black woman now. This is why biracial people will never be accepted to me amongst black people, because they have that double mind. And then she tried to play the fence, when really she was on the white side more than anything. Even when you look at her, she's more white than anything. She's passable as white. You would not think that she's a black woman if no one told you that she was mixed. And then people want to blame her black South African stepfather. Father. But the thing is, why are we going to blame him? Why don't y'all blame the mother, single white mother, like y'all blame single black mothers? It's a hypocritical thing with that. Y'all are willing to blame the father just because he wasn't in her life, but you're not going to blame the mother. Hell, are you? It's funny, y'all don't blame J. Cole's mother, who's a single white woman, for raising him the way he is. You don't blame Drake's mother, who's a white woman. We can go on with this whole thing, but y'all don't blame them. Oh, just because they so-called are for black people. Let's not forget, Drake did a blackface and was saying the N-word with the hard E-R. And then he changed up. Now you have Doja Cat, who's been in these tiny chats for as who knows, so-called possibly by now, a week since y'all said that she was in the last one. And she's apparently not going to stop doing it anytime soon because she has a white boyfriend or something like that. And y'all, some of you black men are mad about that, which I don't understand why. Like, okay, you're mad at her because she doesn't like you? Is that y'all reason for canceling her? We're putting air quotes. Wow, that is pathetic. You're mad because she doesn't like you. Okay. But my beef with her is all the stuff that she's done with music-wise, as my friend has said, would she have gotten away with any of that were she dark-skinned? Short answer is no. She would not have gotten away with her strange, weird music if she were dark-skinned. Y'all would be playing her right now. Y'all be, like, honestly just dogging her and saying that she has no talent, that it's trash, that she should just quit. Y'all be doing all that. But since she's light-skinned and has that white woman complexion, with a black woman's butt, y'all enjoy it. But then y'all found out she doesn't like black men or date black men. And then y'all went crazy. And that's what's so funny to me about that. But for me, the real beef comes with the whole fact that y'all accepted her into the ranking. And now y'all got surprise Pikachu face as if this is a big deal, when it should have been known that she's biracial. And that says it all right there. She has two minds and she was raised by her white mother. That's enough to like put some red flags up there. Like, hey, something ain't right with this one, but y'all still accepted her into the ranks. And this is not me saying I told y'all so, even though I should say it, but what's the point? No one really cares. Still, I knew something was up. I ain't say nothing. I just waited for this exact moment. And so lo and behold, surprise, surprise to y'all, but to me, like, meh. Y'all funny. Y'all honestly are funny. Your surprise is biracial woman who's raised by a white woman who dates white men, wants white validation, goes into tiny chat, over-sexualizes herself towards white men, lets them degrade her with race play, and y'all wanted her. Y'all wanted that. I can't believe that's what y'all really wanted. Like, oh my. That shows your character also. She already showed her character. We know the type of person she is. She's trash. Y'all gonna forgive her. Y'all not gonna cancel her. Y'all gonna keep doing these hashtags and things like that. She's obviously not gonna go on Twitter because she's scared of Twitter. She's scared of people on Twitter. So she goes to Instagram where she can actually control all of that. And it's just that. So that's all I just really wanted to say about this whole situation, that y'all got played. Just take the L and stop hashtagging it. Straight up. You got played. She played y'all the first time when she said she was going to show her breasts. And then, lo and behold, not so surprising, she doesn't show her breasts. Even though she said she was, but didn't. Ooh, I'm so surprised. And y'all went crazy over that. Oh, we canceling her for that. You canceled her before for not liking you. You canceling her for not showing her breasts. And now y'all surprised that she is into that race play trash mess. And actually has had conversations and enjoys talking to white aggressionists. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Y'all are something. Anyway, let me just sum up what all I'm trying to say. Doja Cat is not black. Personally, to me. She is and will be seen as a white woman. She was raised by a white woman. Don't blame her father. Blame her white mother. If you're not going to blame, if you sat here and blamed single black women for how these children are raised, let's blame her single white mother for how she was raised. Don't blame her father. Leave her father out of this. He had a moment of weakness. He learned his lesson. He left before it got too serious. This man has nothing to do with it. So let's not blame him. Blame the single white mother. Doja Cat is not black. Stop accepting her amongst the ranks. And I know y'all gonna still forgive her. Y'all gonna not cancel her. So there's no point in saying that you're going to cancel her when you're not gonna cancel her. Because you didn't cancel her for the whole not showing her breasts. You didn't cancel her for not liking you. And you're not going to cancel her for secretly being a racist who likes white men who are racist. You're going to say that that's not part of her character, all that, yada, yada. You're going to just eat up the bull crap and just leave it alone. You took the L. You got the biggest L in history. You got played. 2020, you got played. L of the day. Another thing that I feel like I should address is the whole fact that Doja Cat is anti-black. We should all have known that she was anti-black. It's pretty much there. She says she doesn't like her natural hair. And she's even said that at least she's not dark-skinned and she's thick. And that's just me paraphrasing of what she said in some tweets. And that just implies that at least she's not you. At least she's not dark skin. So let's just be real. She's anti-black. She isn't for black people, and black people should stop expecting her to be for us. We should stop expecting any and all biracial people to be for us. Barack Obama was biracial and dark-skinned. People, they treat him as a black man, but he was not for black people. He was very much against us. And yet, we're the ones who supported him the most. So we should not expect loyalty from anyone that is mixed, aka biracial. We should not expect anything from them because they are not for us. They will never be for us. They are confused. They have double minds. They have double lives. And yes, it all depends on who's raised them, but majority of the time, they're never going to be for us, even if they look black. And it's just point proven. Because you truly cannot love yourself if you are into kinky race play type stuff. That is very sick. And the fact that you would allow people to do that and to and for those who paid people to do that to them, you truly have some mental health issues that should be checked out. And just be like, you don't like black people, and just stay away from black people. That's it. Doja Cat, I don't care if you're not listening or not. You need help. Your apology was bull crap. And no one who has common sense believes you. We see past that bull crap. And no one's gonna cancel her. So just like I said, stop saying it. You took an L. You took so many L's already. This is another one. So yeah, pretty much. That's all I have to say about this. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of The Uncanny Truth Teller with Kanye Tetsubo. If you like more, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, as well follow us on Anchor at The Uncanny Truth Teller. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And with that being said, thank you for listening. Goodbye.